Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, making up songs, a fugitive license plate, and Jim Nance's farewell. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm in a Donny bike.
Hey, Donny.
Hey, Tom, I heard you talking about being a kid and making excuses for certain presents you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a great story out of England about this house caught on fire. The people were trapped upstairs, and the people next door had a trampoline, so they moved it over, and the mother was saved because of the trampoline.
And you used that same excuse to your parents?
Oh, when I was
really
a kid,
wanted one.
When I was a kid, I said, hey, we should have a trampoline. That way, if there's a fire, we can get out to the upstairs.
You were like that even as a kid?
Hey, look, I was negotiating.
I think everybody did that.
Sure.
I remember asking for a telescope so I could study astrologies and stuff, even though Katie Wiseman's lived two doors over and they couldn't afford curtains because they just moved in.
Uh-huh.
I remember being about 14 or 15 and begging my mom Phyllis for a satellite dish so we could supposedly save on cable. And I was just wanting to get the Spice Channel. I probably know more about the Spice Channels than anybody I know.
I'll bet you're right.
You know Bobby Boyer?
No.
Kenny's brother?
No.
Boyer's Brakes and Shakes?
No.
Man, it was a great business. They did brakes and soda ice cream at the same time, and everybody bought into it. I mean, what else are you going to do while you're waiting on brake pads?
Sure.
But they got sued and lost a fortune, man, because Kenny, his older brother, ran the place, never washed his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He got drunk and came in hungover one Saturday, made a hot fudge sundae with 40 weight Pennzoil. I swear to God he did. So
wow.
The kid's mom only took two bites at it, man, sued for like $2 million, and they won
wow.
And stuff. Anyways, you know that kid, to this day, I know he wasn't hurt. Hell, me and Scotty seen him chewing more Red Man than a grasshopper at the fair last summer. And that's worse than a little Pennzoil on custard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His teeth look like raisins to this day, but he's rich. You don't have to worry about it.
I guess.
Anyways, my Uncle Sonny felt sorry for me, got the satellite dish put in at his house.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, Bob, it gets struck by lightning and never worked the right way again.
Oh, darn.
Meanwhile, Bobby Boyer got one, charged admission to watch Spice Channel for the whole freshman class, made $94,000 that year.
That seems a little.
That's how his dad started the brake business. And what ticks me off is that satellite dish was supposedly my present, but my Uncle Sonny let it rust to his dare stand so he could shoot squirrels all day. And he kept all the squirrel meat for himself in his freezer.
Oh.
And the freezer came from the Brakes and Shakes auction after they lost the lawsuit.
Wow.
Circle of life, Donnie.
Circle of life, Donnie.
Yeah. Man, if you don't believe in God after that.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee on vacation. She wouldn't tell us where. I can't understand why. Jessica Alsman is at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, chick.
Hello, Pat. There's Josh Arnold.
Chick.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
That Ace Cosby. Joke of the day, just sitting there. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Got a man after my own heart here.
Go.
We were discussing the band Three Dog Night, and I was pointing out that, and completely unreasonable, I am not a fan.
Well, your brother wore it out at some
point.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Even Mama told me not to come, not a fan?
Well, I like Randy Newman's version. This guy writes, in 1972, I went to a concert. There were 10 bands, among them Jay Giles, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Humble Pie, Rod Stewart. The headliner was Three Dog Night. When they came on stage, we left.
Oh, he said, no thanks.
I don't believe that guy.
Okay, well.
Well, he saw plenty of good music before him.
Yeah, hey.
He needs to name the festival. That would have been a pretty famous festival
Although,
at that time.
Jay Giles, 72?
Yeah.
That's still No centerfold. So,
No, you're wrong.
Jay Giles, and if you're a Jay Giles fan, center gold is admonished.
Yeah.
Disdain.
I know.
Ah, okay.
The early days of the Woofer Goofer. Peter Wolf.
With the green teeth.
They were wild.
I remember Pewter the Buter.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
First I look at the purse.
I must have got lost.
I love I must have got lost.
Okay, now we have.
You got to give it to me.
Give it to me. Okay, yeah, much better than
I don't know any of these songs.
Oh, they're wonderful.
It sounds like you guys are just making up songs at this point.
There's this clickbait quiz on the internet I bumped into last night. It said, how many of these TV shows do you know? We'll tell you how old you are. And they nailed me. It was amazing. And anybody listening right now knows how old we are by what we just did through Jay Giles. Three Dog Night.
Music was music.
Yeah, they didn't just get up there with a Mac computer and wave their arms like a bunch of fairies. They were out there playing.
Willie,
that's
can
Willie.
You do something? Anything?
Tom pretending to be a character.
It's like an Archie Bunker thing.
No.
Good acting.
A fairy, of course, like a woodland sprite is what he was referring to.
Take you a while to get into character over there, Day-Lewis. You're really working hard over there.
To slip into that role, wasn't
he? He just goes into a closet and yells racial slurs.
I love watching the guys up there with a Mac computer and they're flaying their arm up there.
They're doing something different. It's not for you. Why do you care?
All right, everybody, shut up.
Love comes once, and when it comes, you better grab it fast. Because sometimes the love you grab ain't going to last. And I believe I must have. You know, I think I must have. Yeah. You know, baby, I think I must have. You know, I think I must have. I must have got it all.
Oh, no.
Yo.
We got Starland vocals.
I found the concert.
Okay, go ahead.
You denied it. Here it is.
Ontario Jam or something?
I don't know how I found the Pocono International Raceway Concert 10.
That's by me.
Yeah, Patty.
1972.
No. What?
Yeah, here
I've never heard of this.
July
thing.
9th, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, The Faces with Rod Stewart. See, that's when Rod.
That's when I would have.
That's when Rod was great.
That's when I would have listened to Rod Stewart.
Humble Pie, Jay Giles Band, and Three Dog Night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the day before. Edgar Winter, terrific band.
Sure.
Edgar Winter. So anyway,
that's it.
That
the
did
day
happen.
Before?
So that guy's right.
All right. Sorry, I called you a dirty liar.
Hey, Edgar, look, we couldn't fit you in on the main day. You just mind doing the night before?
Get an evening.
Well, who else will be on it? No, it's just you that night.
It's special. It's really special. Yeah. It's just going to be you. Yeah.
You can do Frankenstein as long as you want.
Yeah. You can do a 40-minute version.
This is pre-Frankenstein. Top 10 concerts I've ever seen. Edgar Winter, White Trash, right up there.
Huh.
Great show. This article says there were 200,000 people there.
Whoa.
So, wow.
Oh, man. That's a big shoe.
There was some crap out there, not in a portalette, I bet.
Uh-huh.
Right there in the room.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yep. I was working my audience is what I meant to make.
Okay. Let's see now. We have some mail here we'll get to. Dear Tom.
That's you.
This is a rarity. Oh. My name is Daniel. I am a truck driver. I've listened to the show since I was a kid. I was driving through New Mexico the other day, and I saw a personalized license plate. Oh, this is a great letter. Thank you for giving me this. Oh, this is I can barely stand it.
He really is. Physically, you can see how
this is someone who actually understands how the show works.
He's designed himself.
He said the license plate was a vanity plate that said,
"The Fugitive." A QM production.
Honestly,
David Jansen as the fugitive.
Oh, thank you very much.
That'd be the worst.
I certainly
thing
appreciate
to do
that, Daniel.
If you're a fugitive, to put it on your license plate.
So his license, this guy's vanity plate says fugitive.
It doesn't say
the f-ing fugitive.
Okay. All right. So maybe this is one of those hiding in plain sight things. What
maybe
do you think?
Maybe so. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very good, very good. Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for taking the time to write. Thanks for driving those trucks out there, hauling all that stuff for us.
G-
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Tom, I know your birthday's coming up, so I'd like to give you an early gift.
Oh, what's that?
Someone sent me this.
Okay.
Paddington's back. Threequel. That's right. The new movie, Paddington in Peru.
Darkest Peru?
Starts production July 24th.
Man, that's exciting.
This time, he gets stabbed.
It's been 6 years since the second film, Paddington in Jail. What was it?
Paddington 2 is...
Electric Boogaloo.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Paddington gets even. And then
Hugh Grant should have gotten the Academy Award for that movie.
Oddly
it's
enough.
Really good.
Crazily enough, they put it into the Nick Cage movie, The Unbearable Weight of Unbelievable Talent or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And Pedro Pascal says that that's his favorite movie of all time. He says it in the movie, and I lost my mind.
I love that movie. Have you seen it, Josh?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
First of all, you think it might be that kind of, what is it called, CGI? It's not. It's a real talking bear.
It's
just amazing.
It's been 6 years since the second film in the hit franchise, and the Brown Bears keeping plot details for the third installment under his famous red hat for now. But as the title suggests, yes, the movie will see Paddington getting into sticky situations in deepest, darkest Peru.
It says deepest, darkest
Peru. His country of birth. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm not Peruvian? Sure. I don't like this idea.
Paddington's Peruvian? Uh-oh. Nah. What's going on over here? What? I thought you'd be excited.
The whole thing about it is all the Englishness about it.
Well, he's going to take that Englishness and be fish out of water.
Yeah.
They're not going to change his...
Taking a page out of old Ted Lasso's book. By the way.
No, this smacks to me of Godfather 3.
Did we talk about, or did I miss
it?
It
only has some flaws, really.
Godfather
3 stinks.
Garcia saves Godfather 3.
By what? By showing no emotion and never moving his face? And look somber and serious. You
know how much watch Pacino in the first two, see if he's not doing the same thing.
Did we talk about the Winnie the Pooh scary movie?
Horror movie.
Yeah, Blood and Honey. Did we talk about this?
We mentioned that it was coming out.
Did you see it was banned in China?
Was it?
It was banned in China because he's too close.
Yeah. She is, they're making fun of him.
Yes, there were memes comparing Winnie the Pooh to
the leader
Xi Jinping or whatever, and
Ping Pong.
Don't.
I mean, look.
While
he deserves zero respect.
Yeah,
I hope you're happy. All of our iPhones just went off. Yeah. Happy?
There's so many things you can make fun of him for.
Fun of the head of China anymore.
No, you can. I just be careful with
probably
Xi Jinping or whatever. What is that? What is it?
We're going to need that car starter.
table tennis.
Yeah, try not to. Yes, exactly. You can't be Brand.
Nobody get
it. He was like, hey, people say I look like him. We got to ban Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, and Winnie the Pooh's public domain now, I guess.
Yeah.
But Mickey Mouse is coming up next year. The Steamboat Willie drawing of Mickey Mouse is coming up.
I thought they'd been able to somehow...
The makers of Blood and Honey they're working on Bambi, a version of Bambi now.
Is that right?
It'll be a revenge.
Well, you know what? Bambi is pretty terrifying as it is.
Mm-hmm. Here, this says the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, a micro-budget R-rated horror film.
Yeah.
It was made for less than $100,000. It's already made $1 million in Mexico. Jeez.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's made $3 million total. So they're cashing in.
And this says they're planning sequels with Peter Pan, as you said, Bambi, and many more.
Man.
So there you go.
Apparently it's just not good. That's the problem, though.
Mm. Is he Porky Pigging it the whole time, by the way?
I have no idea, but it's he and Piglet. They're out there wreaking havoc.
Yeah, the
no
trailer pants. I saw was he has a Winnie the Pooh-esque mask on. It doesn't even really look like Pooh.
Yeah, no, and I can't tell if they're supposed to be masks or if they're supposed to be a bear and a piglet.
A piglet can walk on his
arm. Don't get me wrong. I will watch it when it's available for free somewhere. But.
You know, you mentioned Bambi, and a lot of people ask me, they say, Chick, what was your nickname as a kid? And I said, well, my dad used to call me Thumper. And, of course, not after the cute rabbit.
Well, Bambi. Tempered.
Oh, no, it's because I fell out of bed a lot. And when I hit the floor, it made a thumping noise. And that's why he called me Thumper.
Were you trying to get away?
No, I don't know why I fell out of bed, but I did. Like once a week, at least.
Well, Chick Thumper was my favorite character when I was a kid. And Chick McGee is my favorite character as an adult.
You hear that, Tom?
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that nice?
At all times together.
Do we have anything to...
Well, we got big news from last night's national championship game in men's basketball, in NCAA men's basketball. Adama Sanogo is the MOP, the most outstanding player. He led the way for Connecticut.
Oh, I didn't think he was playing last night. I thought he was a no-go.
S-A-N-O.
I thought you maybe were going to go for a Sunoco joke.
Sunoco.
Little,
Sunogo.
the brontosaurus.
UConn is that who that is? Fifth NCAA tournament and the least known Hurley up until last night, Danny Hurley. He was the head coach of UConn.
I always said Sunoco. It's Sunoco?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
You said Sunoco?
Sinclair is the dinosaur.
Sinclair is the dinosaur. Thank you.
UConn, 76. San Diego State, 59. Kawhi Leonard from San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Gregory Peck, too.
The big news from last night, a lot of people say Jim Nance saying goodbye. We'll have that in a moment. It's truly missable. But
why do you don't like Jim Nance?
He could be anybody.
Well, that's the point.
There's nothing unique about Jim Nance.
Yes,
sick of it.
He doesn't make it about him.
I'm sorry.
The way your sports is about Chick McGee.
I beg your pardon.
And today we begin the sportscast with me falling out of bed as a child.
Oh, that was a heartwarming story.
I can't wait for 8:30. Yeah, Chick's in a bad mood. I don't know why.
8:30. I'm going for 7:20 today.
Anyway,
I've been getting in a bad mood before the phone rings. That's not easy.
The only Jeff Oskey won our basketball.
No kidding.
Editor's note. He didn't even know the game had been played yesterday.
Yeah, he came in and said, how many more games is the tournament?
The guy has a life to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess. Oh, so you're on his side now.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no more deserving person here to win that than Jeff.
All right, who wants to hear Jim Nance's goodbye, and I'll play it according to what the room wants.
I'd like to hear it.
I'd like to hear it. Jim Nance is a great broadcaster.
I don't care.
I'd like to hear because I want to watch your face.
I want to make sure it's the guy I'm thinking of.
See? She doesn't know who Jim Nance is.
Yeah, I know the voices.
Again.
Willie could care less.
Again, he doesn't make it about himself when he does a broadcast.
I don't know about that. Yeah, here we go.
One thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream. And everybody has a story to tell.
Right.
Just try to find that story.
Heartfelt.
Generic.
Be kind. You told it better than most, let me tell you. Can I tell you one other thing?
No.
I have an erection.
Time to try to play off.
I slept with your wife.
But to you,
before I go,
the college game,
I'm going to tell you one
more thing. CBS family, my family, all
over here in Coopertown.
Thank you for being my friend.
Thank you for being my friend.
I have homoerotic fantasies about you.
Thank you for being my friend.
Nothing like quoting the Golden Girls theme in your goodbye speech.
Thank you. And he's coming through it.
Down the road and back. Down the road and back again.
I love how the audio is so loud.
It was so loud.
They're innocuous.
Yeah, and I like Willie's point. Could they possibly turn down the background music?
I don't know what you mean.
But that's Nance again. It's not about him.
What's happening? Okay. Yeah. Boy, that was loud, wasn't it? That was loud.
That was heartfelt.
Thank you for being a friend.
Aww. Down the road and back again.
Everybody has a dream.
And now here's B. Arthur. We'll go down to center court. B.
You're a pal and a confidant. Was that a song before Andrew Gold?
Andrew Gold. Lonely Boy Boy. Oh,
that's possibly the worst song ever to be.
Lonely Boy's amazing.
Not if you're sad. Not if you're sad.
I'm sorry, which one? Lonely Boy or?
Lonely Boy.
Okay, I don't know.
We've argued over what this
despise
this. This is where
song.
Tom and I make our money. Lonely Boy. Boy is a wonderful song.
Yeah. A ungrateful prick. Glad he's dead. Next.
Oh,
I will have to listen to Lonely Boy.
They dress him up warmly. They send him to school.
I'm with you on that one.
It's terrible.
Oh, what a lonely boy.
Those chord changes.
Oh, I know that song.
Oh, what a lonely boy.
Yeah. It's in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, 2 minutes writing the lyrics on that.
Yeah. Yes, lonely it's boy. In Boogie Nights.
There's no reason for him to be lonely.
That is kind of that song works.
Crappy songs. Yeah. No one does want to
like, thank you for being a friend.
Okay. Let's see, where were we? Wow. Is that sports?
I'd give anything to have Jim here.
And if you threw a party.
Yeah, a party.
And invited everyone you knew.
There'd be two people there.
You would see, Tom, the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say,
what
everybody,
say?
Thank you for being a friend.
You didn't like that?
That's
it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.